The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
Or what's left of it. We've got to take it back. Second hour of the National Intel Report today, coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, right here in beautiful Round Rock, Texas, suburb of Austin. Or is that Georgetown? You know, for people that are familiar with the campaign that started years ago, Keep Austin Weird, you know, we have a little town called Pflugerville that's sandwiched in between Round Rock and Austin, Texas, and somebody came up with an enterprising bumper sticker, Ron, that said, stuck between a hard rock and a weird place. Ah, gosh. Won't have time to get into this, and thank you, Betty, for sending this over to me. She listens to the program faithfully, and she emails me. She said, all is not lost, John, and we are waking up. Though at times I wonder myself if we're too late, but then I know that all things are possible. We are definitely in for the fight of our lives, no doubt. Remember, we do not need everyone awake. Folks all over the world are starting to come together and facing this diabolical and tyrannical entity that we have been living under for well over, well, let's just say forever. And there is something that is holding us as a people together till now. Perhaps it's time for the light side to shine instead of the dark. We are living in very interesting times. Thank you for all of your time and knowledge. Thank you, Betty, for that. And I will play the clip that you sent over to me, which is very, very revealing. It centers the argument around, oh, that's right, our power brokers. How did they get the power?
The power? We have the power?
Yes. Well, where did it come from? Well, it came from their banking industry. That's right. They're making widgets, declared it has a value in a medium exchange between all peoples and countries, and that gets into the Uniform Commercial Code. You know, we got the commerce clauses that they've choked us to death with here in the States, all the federal agencies. Oh, yeah, we can do all this under the commerce clauses. Well, don't forget about the Uniform Commercial Code. Do you think business was going to be conducted worldwide without a flat-out, hard and fast rule about dealing with each other on a global basis? A lot of people, the UCC is off their screen. They don't have a clue as to what it is or how it affects them. But we're talking about countries doing business with each other, and, well, we don't let any of the dollars or the rubles or the shekels or the euros or any of that stuff fall through the cracks. No siree. When it comes to business, the lawyers are working overtime, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. So when stuff happens, you can guarantee one thing. Somebody already knew about it, they already made plans for it, and it's unfolding as it should. Well, as it should according to their plan. But see, for you and me, you know, the little guy, you know, the person with no power, the person that, well, they have an opinion, but it doesn't count to those that make policy. Ah, when we start to realize that these are the very same people that went in there and flipped our government to make it conducive just to do business. Corporations don't have a heart. It doesn't beat. It doesn't pump blood. Its quest is for one thing and one thing only. That's money. You want to know how people have been distracted, how they've become little cliche, little consumerist, coming out of New York City, brother. You know, Madison Avenue is there to spin the dreams up for you, and the bankers are there to make sure you got the credit so you get all your needs satiated. And, well, we'll just keep pumping it out there, and we'll keep advertising. Are you still buying? Are you still buying? Well, it's your fault now. If the economy's slow, you're just not spending your money. I'm getting a headache. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family, without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This is the first part. There's an 18-part series, but for the brevity of time, and this is radio, not television, we'll just play the first segment of this. But it gets into the power brokers, how they conduct business transnationally, and, well, the holy grail for these clowns is, of course, the Uniform Commercial Code. Thank you, Betty, for suggesting this. Here it is. Oh, and you know what? Now, let me skip this part because this goes into the Stanley Kubrick thing, Eyes Wide Shut, but I'm sure that it had some good theater to it. All right, here we go. The red
you see,
shield.
There are two kinds of law. This is the subject I love. I've been talking about this for years. There are two kinds of law on the earth that rule the whole world, but most people don't know that. All over the world, all governments are ruled by what is called civil law. Civil law goes back to a Latin word, civili, which goes back to the word illi. Oh God, I mean, we could go on for hours on this stuff. Civil law which is called, in all countries, the law of the land. So you'll say, well, you can't do that because that's against the law of the land. The law of the land is civil law, Roman civil law, the law of the land. But there is a second law which also operates all over the earth identical. It's called UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. That is the law of God in the world of business. I don't care if you're in Japan, in Africa, in China, in Istanbul, Turkey. If you have a company, if you have a corporation, if you are doing business where you buy and sell and make money, you are operating on this earth under something called UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. Because if all countries work on a different commercial code, then nobody could do business with anybody. You couldn't trust Japan to pay you. Japan couldn't trust America to pay them for the cars, because everybody has their own laws. Under the Caesars of Rome, they established under Caesar that all nations in the empire that do business, everybody plays on a level field. If you do business in Africa with China, you pay them. And if Africa does business with American companies, you pay them. You pay. Whatever it is you're doing business, you don't mess around. The most severe law in this world is called UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. It's the Bible of business on the earth. Uniform Commercial Code. Uniform Commercial Code is based directly on Vatican canon law, on the Roman canon law.
During World War II, the Vatican was criticized for supporting Hitler and his Nazi regime. To this day, the Vatican is still under investigation for plundering Nazi gold from the Swiss bank accounts of Jewish Holocaust victims. Over the past five decades, more than 1,500 priests and bishops have been identified in the sexual assault of tens of thousands of boys and girls in their trusting congregations and orphanages. Why is this filthy rich institution preaching spiritual values of poverty and chastity while cardinals, bishops, and priests cover up their crimes of sexual abuse? Why has the church fought and resisted the compensation claims of their sexually, emotionally, and spiritually traumatized victims? Like Vatican City, London's inner city is also a privately owned corporation or city-state, located right smack in the heart of Greater London. It became a sovereign state in 1694 when King William III of Orange privatized and turned the Bank of England over to the bankers. By 1812, Nathan Rothschild crashed the English stock market and scammed control of the Bank of England. Today, the city-state of London is the world's financial power center and the wealthiest square mile on the face of the earth. It houses the Rothschild-controlled Bank of England, Lloyd's of London, the London Stock Exchange, all British banks, the branch offices of 385 foreign banks, and 70 U.S. banks. It has its own courts, its own laws, its own flag, and its own police force. It's not part of Greater London or England or the British Commonwealth, and pays no taxes. The city-state of London houses Fleet Street's newspaper and publishing monopolies. It is also the headquarters for worldwide English Freemasonry and headquarters for the worldwide money cartel known as the Crown. Contrary to popular belief, the Crown is not the royal family or the British monarch. The Crown is the private corporate city-state of London. It has a council of 12 members who rule the corporation under a mayor called the Lord Mayor. The Lord Mayor and his 12-member council serve as proxies or representatives who sit in for 13 of the world's wealthiest, most powerful banking families. This ring of 13 ruling families includes the Rothschild family, the Warburg family, the Oppenheimer family, and the Schiff family. These families and their descendants run the Crown Corporation of London. The Crown Corporation holds the title to worldwide Crown land in Crown colonies like Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The British Parliament and the British Prime Minister serve as a public front for the hidden power of these ruling Crown families.
Consequently, when a ship pulls into port. It pulls in and stops in its call, in its berth. The ship is now in its berth. Because it is on the law of the high seas, or commercial maritime, UCC commercial law, rules the seas. So when the ship pulls into its berth, the first thing the captain must do is to present a certificate of manifest to the port authorities, which means that the port authorities need to know how much is on this ship that you're bringing into our country and our economy. How many TVs, how many cars, whatever you're bringing, how much are you bringing into our economy? So you have to have a certificate of manifest of what is the value of your ship here. What are you doing? Consequently, when you are born, you come out of your mother's water. Therefore, you must have a birth certificate, a certificate of manifest, because you are a corporation-owned item. You are a human resource. This goes back to the German Nazi concept that every human coming out of their mother's water must be birthed. And therefore, you have to have a certificate, a manifest, to see how much this individual is going to make for us in our new world order. I'm telling you that until you understand the laws, the symbols, the emblems, what these words mean, you're never going to suspect how far gone we really are. Did you know, for instance, that your birth certificate is a security on the stock exchange in the New York stock market? Did you know that? Because if you order your birth certificate, get a new one, order your birth certificate, it only costs you, sometimes it's free, it only costs you a few dollars, order your birth certificate. On your birth certificate, all birth certificates in this country, on the bottom, it will tell you, this is printed on security papers. Do not accept if not on full color security paper. Then on the right-hand corner, you will always have a series of numbers, red numbers, printed on the birth certificate. Those numbers are a security stock exchange number on the World Stock Exchange. You go to any good stock office and ask them.
Somebody wanted me to say what the series name was, The Red Shield. Go up to YouTube. You can see all 18 segments of it. Ron.
Yes.
They've been working for many years just doing business, man. It just business. You know, some of that was on that clip, the explanation about who the Rothschilds and the Schiffs and, yeah, those are all good Irish names, right? Oppenheimer. That was actually a CNN piece. Believe it or not.
I find that hard to believe.
I was shocked. I was sitting there, and I was watching it, and yeah, a portion of that was actually done on CNN. I'm sure through an oversight, they got into a subject matter that, well, come to think of it, I'd never seen that woman on the air probably since that piece. Sid in Indiana. Hello, Sid. Sid dropped. Well, that's great. Must have been really important. Okay. Well, just quit talking to them and put them up. They're calling to talk to you about the video. Don't talk to the board op about the video. The board op's just there to run the show. At any rate. Yeah. So... it's all commercial.
There's nothing new to me. This is something that, my God, that's been the strategy since the start of this country. The aristocrats tried to do it with the land at first. You know, they didn't get that done until the last quarter of the 19th century through the law of in perpetuity. They changed the nature of all land in the United States to commercial land. You know, in our deeds prior to that, in common law, it would say, and to his heirs forever. And that made it common law. Now we're in commercial law. Can't hold title for that.
And, of course, they're doing anything they want to do under commerce clauses here in the United States. Commercial, commercial, commercial. Speaking of which, We got a couple commercials.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Tom in Canada. Hello, Tom.
Hey, John. Thanks for accepting my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, John, you mentioned on the video there, the clip about Crown lands. Well, up here in Canada, we have, you know, the majority of the land is Crown-owned, which most of us believe was owned by the Queen. But we also have Crown corporations, which are primarily the power companies, BC Hydro, Electric Company, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. What the big push in the last 10 years up here is to privatize. So what I don't understand is these are private to begin with, what would the powers that be, what are they trying to do by privatizing them again? Do you understand what I'm
asking? Yeah, I know where you're going with that. And the simple question, I mean, that's a simple question. The simple answer is this. What they're doing is to seek private-public partnership. In other words, they don't care who owns it. They can sell it off to anybody.
Right.
But it will be under government control.
Okay, yeah, because right now, the Crown corporations, we, you know, the people of, say, the province of B.C., we pay for the maintenance off that. But what they're also doing was in the Globe and Mail is our nuclear plants back east. They're sort of in disrepair, and they were going to be sold off. And one of the Rothschilds are one of the bidders to take over the, one of the nuclear stations back there.
Sure, sure. And you know, it's just business. You know, they have their holdings on a lot of them. You know,
oh, yeah.
This is just business. I mean, energy is going to be a big business because, well, it's just the global warming thing. And there's your worldwide tax. But, you know, most people believe that, well, the reason why they're doing this is because of global warming. another scam that they cooked up in order to do business off of whatever scam that they want to cook up.
True.
It's never ending. These are just business opportunities for these people. Control is the ultimate behind this, because don't you think the Rothschilds have enough money? Yeah, they do.
It's the power.
It is the power and control, and they're trying to form their little global alliance to mandate and dictate and to make sure things run according to their plan in the future. This had to be, this globalization, this new world order, it had to be. Because there just were too many people wanting too many things, wasting too much, and, well, we just have to get all this under control.
Yes. Yeah, which leads us to the food. That's why the five major agri holdings or five companies control the majority of the food production now?
Yeah, if that. I heard that it was four, and chances are you're probably going to see a consolidation of maybe one or two. You know, it's like I said, how many banks, national banks, are we going to have in this country? It's probably going to boil down to one.
Yeah. All on credits, right? Well, complete control.
Well, of course. You know, these are the people that gave us the ability to do so much with their credit. Actually, it's what you create with your own signature.
True. Yeah, and I'm taking that to heart. They're the without prejudice.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, a lawyer mentioned that to me, and I sort of slipped, you know, it just slipped my mind all over the years, but a few weeks ago Peter brought that up, and I, you know, now I'm going to stick to that. Yeah. And the same with the mortgage agreement, by the way. Mm-hmm. Last time I signed my mortgage, I noted on there that said tenant, and I asked the notary, and he said, oh, yeah, that's just standard legalese, and, mm-hmm. you know, to me, a tenant was always a renter.
That's right.
Yeah, so there you go. So mortgage is up in a year, so I'm going to try that route and see what happens.
You know, and if you want to take this to religious principle, there's the spawn of the devil right there. He has a bar card.
True.
All right. Hey, thanks.
All right, John. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate your call. Oh, gosh. You know, what else are we going to do under commerce here? We haven't tackled this one yet today. And I before we leave the airwaves today, I want to give a little shout-out to our Irish brothers over there. Yeah, you're getting screwed just like we are here in this country. The takeover of the Irish banks over there. And they were doing their best to resist the takeover. But, well, what are you going to do? Your banks are going to collapse if you don't get a loan. Oh, that's right, from the European banks. Well, congratulations, Ireland. You might as well go sit in your pub and drink your good Irish whiskey and stay drunk, because what you're going to have in that country is going to be the same old thing. Only this time, they're now in the catbird seat. And did London push this on you? Well, of course. They gave you the problem. I don't think too many Irish banks over there were selling off mortgage-backed securities, but... Well, the banks over there got in bed with the banks in England, well, and you see the result. So we'll go into that a little bit as well. But this, without due process, and let me underscore this, the government and Department of Homeland Security, as part of a new expansion of the government power over information, and boy, that comes under the Commerce Clauses there, brother. The Department of Homeland Security has begun seizing and shutting down Internet websites, and that means web domains, without that due process or even a proper trial. DHS simply seizes web domains that it wants, and what they're doing is they're posting an ominous Department of Justice logo on the website. They're taking the domain and putting up theirs, their little logo, gotta love them. Over 75 websites were seized and shut down last week alone. And there's no indication that the government are going to stop these efforts. Right now, their focus is websites that they claim violate copyrights. Yet the torrentfinder.com website that was seized by DHS contained no copyrighted content whatsoever. It was merely a search engine website that linked to destinations where people could access copyrighted content. Google also links to copyrighted content. Does that mean the feds will soon seize Google as well? Well, why not?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, these seizures of the internet were conducted on the basis of language in the DMCA law, which is vastly overreaching in its powers. It was passed to appease the music recording industry and the RIAA. Even so, the U.S. Senate is right now considering passing yet another law, COICA, C-O-I-C-A, the Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act. Oh, God. There is a libertarian politician by the name of Nigel Farage. He was once viewed as a fringe player and is now getting international recognition for forewarning his European comrades about the troubles in the system. He quickly became a hero in the banker resistance as movement as his credibility reaches new heights for being proved right. Now, much like his U.S. counterpart, Congressman Ron Paul, his rants in the European Parliament are going viral on YouTube as the people are awakening to their servitude to the banks and the lack of true democracy and sovereignty. Well, democracy doesn't have anything to do with, but we won't go there. The international bankster machine, according to Eric Blair, machine is seeking to colonize Western nations through debt and is now meeting resistance from Greece to France to Ireland to Italy to Spain to Portugal and to the UK. These new protests in Ireland and in Italy following a crippling two-week strike in France where citizens literally took over fuel refineries and other vital infrastructure, more strikes in Greece which took over the Acropolis, and a massive student protest in the UK that caused physical damage to government buildings. All of these protests were sparked by governments reducing benefits or increasing fees and taxes on a population and had little to do with the private gambling of the banks. Now, these European protests are intensifying as the international bankers move to collect their pound of flesh through austerity and the sale of public assets, as Europeans are becoming acutely aware of the dubious plan to loot them and the anger at their corrupt elected officials for bowing to the banks has reached a boiling point. In all cases, the governments are enforcing austerity measures on the people after the private banks over-leverage themselves to the breaking point, threatening to bring down entire nations. Now, for years, the bankers churned out easy credit to these nations while they invested in public and private funds into worthless credit default swaps and derivatives. As if orchestrated to perfection, they pulled the plug on these toxic assets, essentially bankrupting the more fragile developed countries, followed by calling their debts due. Now they're demanding that European governments be forced into IMF bailouts that impose drastic austerity measures on the populace. Now, by forcing tax increases and reducing benefits for the citizens, Obama just said that, by the way, you federal employees, freeze on wages for the next 4 years. But his banker buddies, it just fired up inflation. You don't get any raises, but they still do. The IMF is essentially rewriting their laws. Well, it appears that the citizens in Europe have had enough. The massive protest strikes, the riots that have swept through the streets of many European countries have resulted in growing calls to reject the bailouts being used to prop up failed banks and corrupt governments. The Irish people prefer to default on the debt, which drove the EU completely mad. I mean, they said, just as we said in this country, banks too big to fail? The hell you say? Let them fail. We'll go through some pain, and we'll separate the wheat from the chaff here, and we'll get on with it, and we'll survive. But we're not going to do it when the... let me be kind here. While the bankers and all their little Lilliputians, they're tying us down, not the bankers, are there to prop these people up and to give away what really isn't ours to give, folks, the future earnings of Americans here in this country to the banks. They weren't too stupid. They knew exactly what they were doing. Well, here's what Nigel Farage just unleashed in the British Commons not too long ago.
Mr. Co-President Nigel Farage, freedom and democracy.
This is at the Economic Council meeting.
You've been in office for 1 year, and in that time, the whole edifice is beginning to crumble. There's chaos. The money's running out. I should thank you. You should perhaps be the pin-up boy of the Eurosceptic movement. But just look around this chamber this morning. Just look at these faces. Look at the fear. Look at the anger. Poor old Barroso here looks like he's seen a ghost. You know, they're beginning to understand that the game is up. And yet, in their desperation to preserve their dream, they want to remove any remaining traces of democracy from the system. And it's pretty clear that none of you have learned anything. You know, when you yourself, Mr. Van Rompuy, say that the euro has brought us stability, I suppose I could applaud you for having a sense of humour, but isn't this really just the bunker mentality? You know, your fanaticism is out in the open. You talked about the fact that it was a lie to believe that the nation state could exist in a 21st century globalised world. Well, that may be true in the case of Belgium, who haven't had a government for 6 months, but for the rest of us, right across every member state in this union, and perhaps this is why we see the fear in the faces, increasingly people are saying, we don't want that flag, we don't want the anthem, we don't want this political class, we want the whole thing consigned to the dustbin of history. And we had the Greek tragedy earlier on this year, and now we have the situation in Ireland. Now I know that the stupidity and greed of Irish politicians has a lot to do with this. They should never, ever have joined the euro. They suffered with low interest rates, a false boom, and a massive bust. But look at your response to them. What they're being told, as their government's collapsing, is that it would be inappropriate for them to have a general election. In fact, Commissioner Wren here said they had to agree their budget first before they'd be allowed to have a general election. Just who the hell do you think you people are? You are very, very dangerous people indeed. Your obsession with creating this euro state means that you're happy to destroy democracy. You appear to be happy for millions and millions of people to be unemployed and to be poor. Untold millions must suffer so that your euro dream can continue. Well, it won't work, because it's Portugal next. With their debt levels of 325% of GDP, they're the next ones on the list, and after that, I suspect it'll be Spain. And the bailout for Spain would be 7 times the size of Ireland, and at that moment, all of the bailout money has gone. There won't be any more. But it's even more serious than economics, because if you rob people of their identity, if you rob them of their democracy, then all they are left with is nationalism and violence. I can only hope and pray that the euro project is destroyed by the markets before that really happens.
We seen anything like that crop up in our own Congress? I'm sure they would be censured for speaking ill of somebody. I'd say he has it pretty much on mark there, Ron.
Boy, does he.
Boy. Remember the name, Nigel Farage.
Love him. Love him.
Yeah. Don in Reno. Hello, Don.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I was just looking up the word of the day, commerce.
Mm.
The word goes back to market. And the word market goes back to the word Mercuri, which is the Roman god of commerce.
I knew there had to be a god someplace.
Properly known as Quicksilver.
Quicksilver.
And if you notice on the old dimes, there was a Mercury.
That's right. That's right.
And isn't it amazing to see the
As well,
symbolism?
Don't forget the fasci up there as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
on the reverse side, the fascist government.
That's right.
Of course. Isn't it ironic that all of these symbols are right out under our nose, and they've been there for so long?
Well, the controllers and the manipulators, they do have egos, and from time to time they like to brag, and they like to do it through symbology.
The Roman god of commerce.
How about that?
And, yeah, you know, I was down having a Starbucks today, and I happened to pull the card out and look at the Starbucks logo, the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a dollar bill, and I was looking at the green Federal Reserve crest on the dollar.
Yeah.
I had them right side by side. It was kind of shocking to look at that round green crest of Starbucks.
Yeah.
And look at the crest for the Federal Reserve note.
Well, they're just in commerce like the bankers are. So they share something. They got beans and, well, yeah, they got the money. The controllers are in control. Well, at least temporarily. Now, here was my question. My question is once the European Union falls apart, don't you think the bankers have already seen past that one?
Well, sure they have. The bankers have been seeing past things for 6,000 years. This is nothing. There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where banking started. Was in the temples, religious temples of Babylon.
That's right.
And religion. Another word for religion is obligation.
Oh.
That's the original meaning, riglio, obligation.
Funny, we Ron and I were just talking about that very same subject prior to today's program. Hey, Ron, you were going to chime in there with something.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, commerce, the Greek goddess Athena, also known as the Roman goddess Minerva, these were the religious goddesses over commerce. So, and it is as old as Babylon, but in Greece it was Athena, and in Rome it was Minerva.
And Moneta. the goddess that we would pledge to, or a goddess that would be pledged to.
You know, with so many people, with so many people on the face of the planet, you know, it's understandable why they need so many gods.
Well, you know, in California, our seal of the state has Minerva on it, and the seal actually is that which authenticates and executes every law in this state. So every law is executed under the goddess Minerva.
It all goes back to Rome, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Vince in Indiana. Hello, Vince. Hello, Vince.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. I've been listening to you for many, many years. And I want to tell you, I wanted to ask you a question. I wanted to do it last week, but I know you were very, very busy and very had a lot of callers. But I think this thing with the TSA and how they quickly capitulated to the airline pilots union, you know, because they're not going to do the aggressive checks, I guess, of the pilots. But now the rest of the employees, like the attendants and the ground crew and all that, they're still going to do the same thing.
Well, sure, and to the paying public, because as they have said that, well, we have you. You bought a ticket, so therefore, if you buy a ticket, you give up your rights.
Yeah, but I think they're definitely afraid that the airline pilots, I think they were definitely afraid that last Wednesday that those planes would have been parked. You know, they could have gone on strike.
Well, and what the media didn't tell you was that the TSA voluntarily shut down their scanners during that Thanksgiving Day flying day. And the media did not report on it any more than the media reported to you on S-510, did they? Yeah.
Yeah, no, so... I mean, they had the one shut down here in Indianapolis, so they weren't checking them coming or going, so.
Well, and, by the way, somebody just emailed me, and thank you for this. Farage is a 20-year veteran of the city. Beware.
So, well, thank you very much.
Okay, hey, thank you, Vince. I appreciate your call. Yeah, there was something else here I wanted to remind people. If you go up to republicbroadcasting.org, there is something else that the TSA is involved with as well. And this is called FAST. And this is their mobile units that they've already got built. They're there for deployment. And what it is kind of like the TSA on wheels. So they'll be able to go to sporting events. They'll be able to go take their mobile DHS points. Well, they'll be able to take them to anywhere the population is. For a sporting event? Wait a minute. Why a sporting event? Why do we have to put scanners in for sporting events? Oh, well, it just isn't for sporting events, folks. This is for the, in case we have martial law, just in case, that we have the DHS there to screen people as they go into the, what should we call them? What's a nice euphemism for a detention camp, Ron?
Well, for some kids, it's considered home, but for most of us, it's like a journey through Nazism, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, the death camps.
Well, go up to republicbroadcasting.org, take a look at it, and you tell me what this is. Oh, it's just nothing. It's just the government wanting to be secure in its people, places, persons, and things. Not yours, theirs. Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
It's interesting what that guy said about Mercury being the god of commerce, because Mercury is very toxic. But, Ron, I had a question. This is actually something Ralph Winterud was talking about on his show, and he was talking about property, and I believe this is in relation to real property. And he said that when he checked out his note, when he, I believe he meant that it was paid off, but I'm not sure, he said it was listed for him as fee simple, but for the bank as fee simple absolute, and would you happen to know what that the difference between those two?
Well, absolute is the higher in order. That's ownership in absolute. That means it's there's no liens, there's no there is no status above the absolute. So that's the primary owner. And you know, we in America are only given equitable title in our land, and equitable title has actual no ownership in that land. And we know that to be true. A caller just mentioned the tenant aspect of the title, and that comes from the Tenant Rights Act, where you only were a tenant on the land, and a portion of your production on that land actually had to go to the Crown. And that's what we are today. We're the same thing. There is no evidence that, like the property taxes and that, were here at the beginning of this country. And in fact, land patent was here at the beginning of the country. And the land could not be liened at that time. A man who had the property owned it in absolute fee simple. He absolutely owned it outright. Could not be liened. Today, it's a different type of ball game.
Yeah, he was going on about, you know, Ralph talks so fast, and I guess he just assumes everyone's as sharp as he is.
Yeah, well, see, you know, when the country was created, the aristocrats that had envisioned and strategized that all land would be commercial and they would actually own it and continue to own it forever and ever, but they would negotiate it with the populace only to a degree that the populace would have just the equitable title to it. Well, that actually has happened now, and that was that law of in perpetuity that I talked about. When we don't have and to his heirs forever and ever in our deeds, we've lost absolute ownership of the land.
So you said when the aristocracy, was this before the revolution, or is this?
Yes, yeah, before the revolution. This was all part of the plan, and they finally got it passed in the last quarter of the 19th century under the law of in perpetuity. That meant you could not, and in meaning not, own land forever and ever.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Okay, Sherry.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. And thanks for this email, Jeff. He also reminded me here, he said that Mercury, he was also the patron god of thieves. Green Party finance spokesperson Dan Boyle, Green Party, Ireland, there's a flag, is to introduce a Senate private members bill to define the crime of financial treason. Senator Boyle just recently said, he said, among the many reasons why there has been no action taken against known individuals working in the Irish financial institutions, whose greed and recklessness have brought us to where we are, it is that properly defined legislation seems to be lacking in defining this kind of white-collar crime and fraud. He goes on to say, he said, I believe that there should be an offense of financial treason, carrying a mandatory sentence and huge fines, that would be applicable to defined individuals working in financial institutions licensed by the Irish state. Boyle is the chairman of the Junior Coalition Partner, and he believes that there should be an offense of financial treason in relation to individuals working in financial institutions licensed by the Irish state, and those found guilty should be punished with a mandatory sentence and huge fines. He also said that there would be convictions on foot of any decision made knowingly by such individuals that result in reputational damage for the country, an unacceptable economic cost, or a loss of economic sovereignty. He added, while much public anger has political focus, and much of this is justified, the inability to bring to justice those whose self-interest and greed so undermined our national well-being is something that must end and end soon. Kind of like the same story here in the United States. Gee, nobody's gone, nobody's been charged, nobody's gone to trial for financial treason in this country, Ron. And I don't look for any cases to be brought.
Yeah, and, well, when you look up the makeup of the federal government, note that when anyone is brought into a court, it's not the people of the United States moving against that individual as it would be in your own state, because it'll say the people of the great state of Texas versus whomever. In the federal jurisdiction, the caption, and that's that complaint aspect, just says the United States of America versus. So you're dealing with a creation, a metaphysical creation that is taking control of your life. Well, you can't mix human beings with artificial persons. It's just, it's an abomination. It does not exist. So who are we at that point?
Well,
are we really?
Yeah, and what does the federal government consider us to being? Are we not a commercial instrument?
That's what we are. You got it. That's
so,
all we can be.
Yeah, to them. To us, we're living, breathing human beings that seek justice and common law and common sense, but that's not what they've got a completely different rule book. And whether it's buying a stupid ticket on an airline, and they say that you give up rights when you do that, or they pass an abomination like Obamacare, oh, we did it under the Commerce Clause, it's all legal, it's all constitutional. To them, it is. Because these are the people that have rewritten the common law to reflect what, Ron?
Commercial
law.
Yeah. All commercial. Yeah. And that's what you're doing. You're being tried by a metaphysical concept called a corporation. Well, how dare a corporation try human beings? It's like apples and oranges.
Well, I mean, go back to the story I did previously. They're shutting down internet websites without due process or even trials or even criminal charges. They're doing it because it's in commerce and they control it.
And I meant to make a comment on going through in that TSA thing. There will be some people that think that's a great idea to be patted down in that because they enjoy being groped. But most of us don't want to go there. So there's always going to be the opposition to these things.
Well, and I like the way it's being downplayed. You know, and the media itself, like I said, have you heard this on any media out there about this Food Safety Modernization Act? Has anybody spent any time on this at all? I mean, it's just it is as draconian. I kind of disagree with Mr. Adams on this point that the FDA is the most destructive federal agency out there. No, it's now the DHS. I'm sorry. They took FEMA and everybody else and put them under one umbrella of the all-powerful, all-seeing Department of Homeland Security. You know, we are not secure in this country. We don't have our own money. We've got creatures up there that are following a different rule book, commercial law, and not the Constitution. So, there you have it.
Yeah, headache number two.
Yeah. And it'll take an Excedrin aspirin about the size of Texas to make that headache go away. All right. Hey, Ron, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, John.
All righty. They Own It All, Including You. Pick up a copy of his book. Get to know this guy and what he writes down on paper. And, well, once you understand it, pass it along to a friend. We don't own the mainstream media, folks. This would be one fell swoop. We'd have freedom back within inside of a year if we had control of our own airwaves. But they're now seeking to shut us down. I love how the liars hate the truth. Thank you, folks, for being here. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.